This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Toll lanes have been under construction for nearly 4 years on I-77 from Charlotte to the Lake Norman area. Over the weekend, the northern 15 miles of the project opened to traffic. This morning was the first weekday rush hour with the lanes. Some drivers took advantage of the faster commute, while toll lane opponents continued to fume about the whole idea. With me now to talk about all of this is WFAE reporter David Borax, who has been covering the project since the planning stages. David, what's open now and how has it gone so far?
The opening includes toll lanes in both directions between exit 36 in Mooresville and Hambright Road in Huntersville, just north of I-485. The other 11 miles to Charlotte are still under construction. The lanes opened Saturday morning, and I-77 Express Lanes officials reported that the first driver began using the lanes around 9 a.m. The company said they saw a, quote, steady increase in cars after that. I talked to a few commuters, and it seems like people are trying out the toll lanes, even though traffic today was unusually light.
So have you had a chance to drive the toll lanes?
I actually used them on Saturday heading north to avoid the usual Saturday afternoon traffic jam through Huntersville and Cornelius. I was in a group of about 7 cars that all steered out of the slowed traffic and into the lanes. We sailed around the traffic jam. Nothing like passing stop traffic. It cost me $1.05 to go 2 segments from Huntersville to Cornelius. And by the way, the speed limit in the toll lanes is 70 miles an hour compared with 65 in the regular lanes. And we're hearing stories about people going a lot faster than that.
So, David, who can use the lanes?
Well, they're open to passenger vehicles, buses, and motorcycles. Tractor trailers can't use them, although someone posted a photo on Facebook of a truck in the toll lanes. Tolls are charged electronically using a transponder. You can get those online or at the NC QuickPass store off Harris Boulevard. And here's a key point. You can ride free if you have 3 people in the car, but you'll need a transponder. If you don't have a transponder, the North Carolina Turnpike Authority will snap a photo of your license plate and send you a bill in the mail. But there's a warning, that'll cost you 35% more.
And how much does it cost?
Tolls are discounted right now because the project isn't finished, but if you ride all 15 miles of the open lanes from Mooresville to Huntersville, it'll cost you $3.35 at rush hour or $1.95 off-peak and weekends, and tolls will be less if you travel a shorter distance. And then after 6 months, the tolls will rise, and they'll go up and down continuously during the day according to how much traffic is in the toll lane. The more traffic, the higher they'll go. I-77 Express says a ride on all 26 miles at rush hour will cost you about double what they're charging now eventually.
So what have people been saying about the opening? What have you been hearing?
Well, Gwen, as you know, there's been loud opposition to the toll lanes, especially in the Lake Norman area. Kurt Noss is a Cornelius Town board member who leads the anti-toll group Widen I-77. He took note of the opening in a blog post on Saturday that was headlined, "Our 50-year nightmare begins today." He was referring there to the company's 50-year contract to manage the lanes. Noss said the project opened despite years of protests, petition drives, and opposition from public officials. He predicts officials will paint a rosy picture of financial success, but he questions whether the project will actually succeed from a business standpoint. Meanwhile, the social media sites are hopping with comments. Some people posted photos of traffic jams in the free lanes and no users in the toll lanes. Some commenters vow never to use the lanes, hoping they can help bring about the bankruptcy of the contractor. And then there are people suggesting anti-toll guerrilla tactics, like toll shaming, you know, posting photos of cars that do use the lanes, or blocking toll lane drivers from merging back into the regular lanes, or blacking out your license plate so the automated toll collection system can't read it and you can ride for free. Not sure how legal that would be. We've also seen anti-toll posts from politicians who are campaigning right now trying to piggyback on all that anger. But there have also been calmer voices in the social media threads, too, saying taking photos is dangerous and urging angry commenters to go for a walk, enjoy life, and get over it, as one person said.
Now, as you mentioned, there have been a lot of complaints about the toll lanes, and NCDOT has talked about changing the contract. What's the status of those proposals?
An advisory group of civic and business leaders in the Lake Norman area held a series of meetings last year to discuss possible changes, and they included the idea of letting rush hour commuters use the highway shoulders, especially to go shorter distance. I asked CEO Javier Tamargo if that's happening.
We have not had any conversation with the Department of Transportation about the shoulder initiative that has been released recently. We are having an open conversation mainly about some other improvements to the project. We have been doing that for the full extent of the contract, and we'll continue.
Tamargo also says they're not talking to DOT about other proposed changes, such as converting one toll lane to a free lane. Any improvements to the contract, as he calls them, are routine things like how the company communicates rate changes.
And so when will the rest of the project be finished?
Well, Tamargo told me that they hope to open the remaining 11 miles from Huntersville to Charlotte in September or October. The contract gives them until November 1st.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Gwen.
That's WFAE reporter David Borax talking about the opening of the I-77 express toll lanes north of Charlotte.